Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the first edition of the Accursed Race, supported by our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and Topok. It's day one in Shkodër, and after yesterday's warm sunshine, the riders have woken to rain and the possibility of thunderstorms. That means some last-minute clothing choices to make, as the start line beckons and the mountains await at the Accursed. Florian Bukel, Cap 25, helps set the scene.
We're standing in the lobby of the Traveller Hostel. Everybody's crammed in, everything is full of bikes and people having their last proper coffee and chatting along. Outside there is quite a lot of rain, unfortunately. And it is probably going to stay like this for today, or might even get worse, which will affect the tracks and everything. I brought out my rainproof socks. I wanted to leave them here, but now I had made a last-minute decision to bring them with me, and I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, probably. I imagine you'll probably need them for the high mountains at some point as well, if it was like this, huh?
Yes, exactly. They're really nice and warm and completely watertight, so might be the right thing to do now, yeah.
Excellent, yeah. I mean, are you slightly disappointed that we're starting off in the rain, or is this just kind of par for the course?
That's just part of it. It's part of ultra racing. You don't have any control about the weather, and I don't let my mood be, like, lessened by that.
Isabel Beatty, Cap 41A, is equally undeterred by the weather.
It's just about 8:30, I think, about half an hour before the start. What's happening around us here?
Yeah, so everybody's coming together and getting ready, dropping off the bags, and I think you can feel some excitement around, and we're all looking forward to start very soon.
And there's been a bit of a change in the weather, hasn't there, since yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was beautiful sunshine. Today morning it's a little bit of rain. I think, yeah, it will be a bit rainy for the couple next hours, but then it's going to be fine, but it doesn't stop us, so.
You know, it doesn't seem to have dampened your spirits. You still seem equally as excited.
Correct, yeah. Can't wait to start now.
As the riders begin to gather for the start of the race, there are some nerves beginning to show, but also a sense of excited anticipation at what's to come. Damien Van Loon is wearing Cap 14.
How are you feeling at the start of the race?
I'm always anxious in the lead up, but once I guess it starts and the first pedal strokes begin, then I find that I start to relax. But it wouldn't matter how big the event or where I was. I always feel the anxiety of the lead up. Yeah.
And then once you start, then everything's more in your control, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you're underway, and then you've got a route to follow, and you've already packed all your stuff, and you've made all those decisions. So it's just then, and as we know with bike, it's very meditative. You get in the moment. You get very focused just on, you know, like the simple things of just riding and looking and kind of, you know, looking after yourself. So I think once that happens, then you're kind of like more like in this transcendental kind of meditative state.
Josh Ibbett, Cap 29, is a hugely experienced rider, a previous winner of the Transcontinental race. And here at the Accursed, following an extremely strong performance at this year's Atlas Mountain Race.
How are you feeling in terms of, like, the race starting and, you know, your mental kind of preparations?
Well, it's been a bit different to normal because of the kind of the adventure before the race even started getting here with the overland travel. So I think I was very focused on that, and now suddenly the race is here and maybe wasn't quite as, like, ready for it as I usually am. Yeah. It feels like a very different experience. But I know as soon as we get going, it'll be absolutely fine. Yes. This is the worst bit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of just taken you a bit more by surprise because you haven't had as long to kind of mentally adjust to it?
Yeah, and even just packing kit and stuff, because I packed to travel with my bike with panniers and stuff. And now I'm asking myself, what have I forgotten? Like, what's in my pannier that needs to be on my bike right now? Yeah. Or what extra stuff am I carrying that I don't need to? But yeah, it's fine. Like, as soon as we get going and get up that first climb, it'll be back to normal.
Are you putting much kind of expectation on this, much pressure on yourself? Are you trying to really win, or what's your approach to it?
I always just do what I do. So I know I'm fairly fit at the moment. So fitness isn't an issue. It's just the discipline to keep going, isn't it? And like stopping and how much I'm going to stop, how much others are going to stop. But there's a lot of unknowns. So I think riding conservatively is probably more sensible. We're certainly not trying to sleep 2 hours every night for like the first 3 days. I think I'll just get in my routine and see what it is and see where I end up, and should be up there hopefully. There's a couple of strong guys that you know, I've beaten before and they've beaten me, so it should be interesting.
Yeah.
But predominantly, I'm looking forward to this kind of adventure and seeing the Balkans and some of the off-road tracks and the mountains.
The time has come. Years of race planning and months of preparation for our riders are about to become a very real, very big adventure. The mystery of the Accursed Mountains awaits. Ross Brannigan, race reporter.
So we're just here at the start line. Andrew's just about to set everybody off. We've just had a local news crew appear to film the start. The gentleman who's come in all his Albanian regalia, he's actually a former weightlifting champion of Albania. And he is currently flying his flag high above the riders, ready to set them off onto their exploration of the Accursed Mountains. The road is absolutely jumping just now. There's like traffic everywhere. There's people riding bikes with umbrellas above their heads. So yeah, a classic Albanian urban setting. The chaos that's ensuing on the road, probably reflective of the madness that the riders are going to have to experience when they get into the mountains and the rest of this amazing region. Yeah, so we're just waiting on a couple more riders getting themselves sorted at the start line, and Andrew's going to set them off.
Let the race begin. Take it easy for this first section. Traffic, stick behind the white catcher. Cheers, guys. Okay, well onto the road.
And they're off. The riders are off on their 5 kilometer neutralized start out of the city of Shkodër, on their way first to Thet, where they will come first against the rough tracks and mountainous regions that make this area so incredibly beautiful.
As the control cars lead the riders safely out of Shkodër's bustling city centre, race reporter Tom Probert and race director Andrew Phillips reflect on the morning so far.
We're just rolling up the road after the bunch, which has set off. We're in the neutralised first couple of kilometres to just get all the riders safely out of Shkodër. The rain's coming down, but not too heavily, and it looks brighter in the distance. We just had a pretty chaotic start, rolling off the pedestrian area in front of the hostel and into the busy but slow-moving traffic of Shkodër. We had policemen trying to move on the control cars. We had Albanian TV stations turning up wanting interviews. We were moving fish sellers and milkmaids out the way to make space for the riders to start. It was a full traditional chaotic Albanian street scene, which is a nice way to kick off the race.
The riders leave the city and won't return until it marks the finish point of their accursed adventure. However, just a few kilometres later, the race has its first mechanical. The control car finds India Landy and Ollie Radford, caps 43A and B, working on India's bike.
What's going on here, India?
My saddle slipped down about 5 centimetres from the start, and I was like, I feel very low. My legs are sore already.
Literally low.
Yeah, you can see how much it's gone. That's, I don't know if you can see on that side.
Has this happened before on this bike?
Only the last week. Mm-hmm. And you got it about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
it was fixed. I kind of broke it in New Zealand and got it fixed just before, a new frame before I left.
And how far into the race are we?
We are
halfway, I reckon.
10k?
Round it up to halfway. Yeah, it's a bit optimistic.
Now we're on the chase.
Yes, exactly, yeah. It gives you some motivation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That looks like something that's been easily fixed, right?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of like grease on it, so yeah. Just... You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you're holding me up.
Come on. Godspeed.
Actually, yeah, I'll go. Ollie will catch up in seconds.
As the riders begin to get into their groove, Ross Brannigan, race reporter in Control Car 2, describes the early stages of the race.
So I'm currently standing above the Thet Valley. This is one of the first places that the riders are going to get to where they're going to return to some tarmac, and where us as a media team are going to be able to meet them, have a chat about the first part of their day. They've started off immediately going into the hills, right up to about 1,300 metres, and then they're going to drop back down and come into Theth, where they're then going to be faced with a pretty stiff climb back up to around about 1,300 metres. The mountains are all shrouded in mist and clouds because the rain has been coming down fairly persistently all morning as the riders have made their way up into the hills. So there's still a lingering precipitation in the air, but it has dried up a little bit and the cloud level's just starting to lift, which is giving it kind of this ethereal feel to the area, with wisps of cloud just peeling their way back over the mountains and shrouding the tops. It's really quite special. In terms of the race, we've actually seen a few of the key contenders that we expected to see go right up to the front of the race. So Adrian Lietti is already at the head of the race. He's about a kilometre ahead of Alexander Kopp, and he's just a couple kilometres ahead of Josh Ibbett. So that trio are the ones to really watch on this race.
Our aim for the race reporting on the Accursed is to keep a distance from the riders. We want to stay out of their way as much as possible and let them soak in the atmosphere and beauty of the Balkans. One way we're doing that is through long lens photography. Tom Probert, race reporter in Control Car 1, is with Andrew Phillips and race photographer Sam Dugon. They are waiting for early race frontrunners Alexander Kopp, Cap 27, and Adrian Lietti, Cap 12.
So it's Tom here just reporting in. The race is underway and I'm in the control car. Just stopped at the top of a mountain to check out some photography shots while we wait for the riders. So we've kind of skirted around, gone up a mountain pass, and we've gone a little bit ahead of where the riders are on their route. And we're kind of just scoping out some good shots and waiting for them to go through the Theth Valley and then start climbing back out the other side up the road climb. Do you want to just describe what's going on here, Andrew?
Yeah, we're stood on the tarmac hairpins above Theth on the climb out of the Theth Valley for the riders. We're on an elevated bit of road looking down onto a hairpin below us with this amazing bowl of mountains in the background. We've got the cloud hanging in the valley. We've got Sam set up here with her zoom lens, hoping to get a distance shot of one of our first riders, either Adrian or Alex, we think, coming around the corner in a way where we'll take the shot and then leave, and they won't even know we were here.
What are you thinking about when you're like preparing for the shot? Because we've got a while to wait here, so yeah. It looks like you're all ready.
I'm all ready. I'm hoping, well, I think we're going to be good. When we first came back up here, the clouds, it was a complete whiteout. You couldn't see any of the mountains, which was a bit sad because you just lost all the kind of context of the stunning view. But I think the riders might end up timing it well, and the clouds have cleared up quite a bit now. So I've got a nice bit of mountain in the background. So we've just to kind of describe it, we've just got this gorgeous, like, forested foreground with this little tarmac strip running through it. And then way, 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 way back in the distance, we've just got bare rock, just, and lines everywhere, and then patchy clouds. So to be honest, it's quite easy because the landscape has kind of done the job for me. You know, it's got a nice bit of green foreground and a stunning landscape, and I just need to be here and make sure I get it right. So
Sam, you happy with that shot?
Yes, I'm very happy with that shot, to be fair. The greenery just came out so nice. It was quite rushed. I was being distracted by some lovely scenery, which I feel is going to be the hardest part of shooting this event. So, but no, I'm pretty stoked with it. So
spoilt for choice.
Spoilt for choice, very spoilt for choice. The clouds parted as we needed them to, so yeah, dreamy.
Over in Control Car 2, Ross speaks to race coordinator Hannah Larbalestier to get a sense of how the race is shaping up and what's to come.
Hannah Larbalestier, can you tell us where we are right now?
The riders have covered about 70k of the route, most of which has been off-road so far, and they've climbed from around sea level in Škoda all the way up to almost 1,200 metres on their way here.
And what kind of stuff have we seen at the front of the race so far?
So we saw Ali Kopp and Adrian Lixie come through in really close proximity. There was probably only 30 seconds or so between them. And then about a 15-minute gap back to Josh Ibbett. And then another 10 minutes or so back to David Sanchez.
Brill. And I'll ask you one bonus question. Once they've been through Thet, which is an absolutely gorgeous area, what have they got lined up just after this on the way to Podgorica?
So once they leave Thet, they'll have to climb straight out of this valley. So we're in this valley at the moment where there's this beautiful river flowing through, and there's these really jagged dolomitic peaks that just kind of rise straight out of the ground. And I think the peaks here go up to about 2,500 meters. They're really, really looming above us. So they'll climb out of this valley on this beautiful hairpin road, which is all tarmac, and then drop down the other side and head to a place called Razem, where they'll then go off-road again, go over another peak, drop down the other side of that to a place called Grabom, and then they'll encounter what we're calling the Albanian Stelvio, which is probably, as you can imagine, this really impressive tarmac road with multiple switchbacks.
When the riders do begin to climb out of the valley, Ross grabs his microphone. Chris Riesman, Cap 21.
How are you doing?
Well, okay, actually. I could have expected that the track is quite hard. I really want to leave this
Alps.
They're really hard. Like, even on the downhills, you cannot relax. I don't know when to eat, where to eat, because everything is so rough, I cannot hold anything while I'm riding. But it's fun.
It's glad you're having fun.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to be much easier the next days, right? Oh, man.
You having to resupply on some water then?
Yeah, just some water, but I'm good on food. But obviously I've drank a lot of water.
Yeah. Is that first climb, was that quite a stiff start?
The climb actually was okay. The downhill was gnarly. It was so hard. I mean, I'm really not a mountain biker, but that was really hard. Mm. I thought maybe on the downhill you could like be a little bit faster and like gain time that you lost on the climb. But sometimes I was not even faster on the downhill.
What was the weather like up there? Was it quite warm or?
The weather is okay. I mean, I cycled up in shorts and short sleeves. And then on the top for the downhill, I put on a down jacket. And it was okay. A little bit of rain, but nothing too much to worry about, actually.
Yeah, just more to keep you cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
The race is young, but Ronnie Rowlandt, Cap 34, is already questioning some pre-race decisions as the reality of the accursed mountains starts to take effect.
Yeah. How's this bit of riding been?
It's pretty tough, really. I think we all underestimated it, at least I did, and I think I made a terrible mistake. In Belgium, I decided to replace my suspension fork with a rigid one, and this is wrong. I thought it was more gravel than what we've seen so far.
Has there been a lot of bedrock?
Oh yeah, awful lot.
Has it been quite challenging trying to find some parts of the route, or has it been fairly straightforward?
You need to be careful, mm-hmm. Especially the downhill section. Last, I think, 10k or so was, you have to be careful.
Mm, yeah.
You can't come down at 30, 40 kilometers an hour. Just be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
A long way to go still.
Have the landscapes been pretty amazing from here?
Very nice. Never seen things like this before, really.
Mid-afternoon on day one. The same trio remain out in front, Alexander Kopp, Adrian Lichty, and Josh Ibbett. The fastest woman so far and in the top 10 overall for most of the day is Veronica Salas, Cap number 8.
How's your day been?
Good, a lot of climbing since the start.
Yeah, and what's it been like going through these mountains? How
yeah,
has it
beautiful.
Felt?
Yeah, it was amazing. I love the Las Valley.
Yeah, it's amazing. You've been moving really fast. You feeling like you're having a good day?
Yeah, I miss cycling for the last 2 days. So, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
The downhill was a bit slow, and I missed a little hike bike bit. I don't know if it was a mistake on the track, but I went back, so it took me like extra 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, like I saw some people going through and some around, so I went around and I went back, and just in case.
Fantastic. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Throughout day one, our leading pair has been Julien Gravel and Simon Tillel, caps 40A and B. They've made a fantastic start riding together. Ross caught up with them to get their first impressions of the Accursed.
No, loving it so far. Quite rough off-road, but yeah, this is what we were expecting, so...
Okay, so this isn't a surprise for you then?
No, it's fine. No, actually, it's better than that one we expected to start, because I wasn't expecting like getting out of Skåne there so quick and being like so quick in the middle of nowhere, so it's perfect, I would say.
Yeah. How are you finding the temperature? You guys are throwing some warm kit on now. Yeah. It's gotten quite cold, eh?
Yeah, it's getting quite cold. But
yeah, it's windy cold, but also we're just preparing the downhill. And yeah, just a couple hundred meters before the dive at the summit, so we don't get too cold.
Yeah.
And yeah, from what we've seen, the descent looks pretty fast. We've seen the first riders taking some good speed. So yeah, we're expecting to keep up a good pace and yeah, be at the start of the third climb as soon as possible.
Excellent, that's good. Simon, is mm-hmm. it? Can you just describe the landscape that's around us just now?
Oh man, hard to describe. It's you just see mountains in the distance. Cloudy top of the mountains. You see some snow also. But here is just we've been like surrounded by mountains, so we are in the middle of nowhere basically. But we see that the sun is setting just behind one of those beautiful mountains. Yeah,
it's incredible. You guys are on different kinds of bikes. Like you're on a mountain bike and you're on a big kind of gravel adventure bike with suspension.
It's they look different in a way, but in the end they are pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're both both short travel,
Just like Simon and I.
Yeah. We don't look the same, but we do the same stuff.
He's like a tall, skinny guy, and I'm like the small, like
stocky,
bricky
one.
Yeah.
You and me both, brother.
But yeah, I know. Yeah, I feel you. But yeah, we've been riding together, so we know what we can ride, the way we ride. So yeah, we were able to pick the right gears, and yeah.
Amazing.
So
yeah.
Far,
you guys have done so this kind of stuff together before, then, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, last year we did one. Same, a lot of off-road, but it was less than half the distance. So we're definitely stepping up doing this one. But yeah, it's also logical, mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah. An exciting challenge together, huh?
Yeah, man.
Evening, and only a short amount of daylight left before the Accursed Mountains become cloaked in darkness and new challenges arrive for our riders. Ross summarizes an eventful first day.
The race has really been exciting today, actually. Probably a little bit more exciting than some of us would have expected, with the front three riders really kicking off, with Alexander Kopp now quite far off into the lead, actually, after around 9-10 hours of riding. He has covered around 182 kilometers. Meanwhile, just behind him, Adrian Liechti is on 162 kilometers, so a good 20k separating the two of them. I'm here with Matt, our race photographer, and Hannah, and we've just seen Josh Ibbett, who is currently in third position, make his way down the so-called Albanian Stelvio. And then that drops down actually to the Montenegrin border. So Alex Kopp and Adrian Liechti have actually made it over into Montenegro now, and to do so they had to cross the Sem River, which kind of demarcates the boundary between the two countries. And the view that I can see from above, looking down into the Sem River and the valley in which it lies, is
simply breathtaking. It's one of the very few rivers to actually not be dammed in Europe, and that is a theme which will come across several times on this race, because a number of the rivers in this area are either have been dammed or are in the process of being dammed or planned to be dammed. Obviously that provides great hydroelectric power to the area, but it also really decimates the landscapes and the really valuable ecosystems that rely on rivers like the Seine. So we've had a very exciting day. We've also seen Veronica Salas quite a few times today. She seems to be really riding strong, like probably top 10 overall still. We've also seen the first pair, Julien Graveau and Simon Tollers. They've been riding really well together. Seem to be just having an absolute blast, which is just great to see. And I can't really blame them, because everywhere you look is just another stunning mountain landscape. So it really has been an embarrassment of riches today. They've had everything. They've had storm clouds, rain, billowing mist, and now right at the end of the day, it's just being clear enough to get a real true sense of the scale of this landscape and see a really stunning sunset. Especially the front three as they've made their way down the Albanian Stelvio. So an exciting first day. We're going to be going off to find ourselves some dinner soon, and hopefully catch a couple more riders before darkness truly sets in.
As day one draws to a close, all our riders now know exactly what to expect from the Accursed Mountains. The frontrunners have shown incredible pace on tough terrain, with fantastic performances from riders across this fixed route course. But these glorious remote landscapes have brought plenty of challenges too, and the story of this first edition of the Accursed Race is only just beginning. Join us for our next episode to see how nightfall affects the early leaderboard, and to get more stories from the trails as the riders make their way through Montenegro and into Bosnia. Remember, you can also read daily journals from Ross and find regular updates from the race across our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC.
The Accursed.